Need a motion for the adoption of the agenda?
Your Honor, I make a motion to adopt the agenda.
A motion and second, any questions or comments? All in favor indicate aye.
Aye.
Oppose, same sign. So moved. Need a motion and second to correct meeting March 16th.
Make a motion to approve as written, Your Honor.
Second, Your Honor.
Motion and second, all in favor indicate aye.
Aye.
Oppose, same sign. So moved. Well, welcome everyone. Any business from the audience? We'll give you a couple of minutes. State your name and... Yes. Norma?
I'm Norma Jean Ferguson. I came with just three things on a short piece of paper. First of all, I would like to recognize Sam Moten. I understand this will be his last regular meeting. I'd like to thank him for his service for the city. He is not my councilman. He's not in my ward. He and I did graduate from high school together. And he has helped me a lot to help me clean up my neighborhood. I've taken pictures of some derelict houses and run-down properties in my neighborhood, and he has helped me clean it up. And I ask the council to continue to clean up the neighborhoods. We need to continue to do that. We need to rid, this is number two on my notice to the council.
Can I say something?
Yes.
You don't look as old as he does.
He actually had his birthday just recently, and I have mine coming up. So we are almost the same age. I'd like to ask the council to continue the work to rid the town of rundown properties, abandoned houses, littered yards, substandard work. I see many houses being worked on, I'm sure, with no licenses. I've been in houses that haven't seen a licensed electrician in years. I'd like to see building codes being enforced, work licenses being checked, permits being checked, and inspections being checked. We have too many houses that have been ignored. We have too many cars littering the yards. And just, I don't know how we can expect people to move into our home, into our house, into our town, and care for our city and respect our city when we continue to ignore the properties. We want businesses to move in. I wouldn't want to move into this town. I grew up into this town. I was born here, and I'm embarrassed by the properties. I really am. I'm embarrassed. So anyway, nothing negative. On the positive, thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Norm.
For your service.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Number three, on the positive, I am chairman of the Country Patchwork Quilt Guild, Missouri, and we are having a quilt show in September. I know it's a long way away, and I did talk earlier, it was last summer, that we talked about having the airport. And I said, you know, the airport is a very underutilized building in our town. And when we talked, Connie and I talked last summer about this idea I had when I said I would be chairman, and I'll try to keep this short, how this evolved. I went to Connie and I said, this is an idea I have about using the airport as part of the quilt show. The quilt show is always at the Martin Center. And wouldn't it be great to also use the airport? Why can't we do part of the show at the airport and have a patriotic photography show, part of this show at the airport? And she said, oh, well, we're ready to renovate the airport. Well, that's not going to happen, as I understand it. But we are going to have the show at the Martin Center. I wish we could use the airport more. I think it would be a great thing to do. I am going to use the runway as part of the show. I am going to have a fly-in. So I am able to use the runway. And so we're going to have a fly-in as part of our patriotic Celebrate America, Sweet Land of Liberty. Sunday of the show will be free to veterans. We are going to award Quilts of Liberty to veterans on Sunday at 4:30. We usually have a ticket drawing for the quilt giveaway. And we are going to award a quilt of valor to a veteran from each branch of the service that day. And so we're also going to have a patriotic photography exhibit. We had hoped to have it at the airport, but we're going to incorporate our photography exhibit within the quilt show. So anyway, I did bring some flyers and brochures if anybody's interested. I'll have those out. So anyway, thank you, Sam.
Thanks, Norma.
Norma, renovation plans are still in the planning stage. It should be done by September.
Maybe next year, sure.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mayor. I would like to answer the lady's problem. What we have, and I've been here, this is my third time I'm going to bring this up. We have the slum landlords, and that's the problem. Landlord, I own a piece of property. Come inspect it. I put a new furnace in. I got new windows in. The trash in this town is terrible. I had a woman, I picked her up, she was walking down the street, going to Walmart. And she happened to move in next to my grandson on Lafayette. And I asked her where she lived before. She lived on the north end of town. And I'm not going to say who the landlord was. But the sewer gas was so bad that her and her family had to move out. And these people really don't know who to call or what to do. But if we had a license, this crap would stop. I also found a fourplex out here on this side of town, on the east side, had four apartments. I, again, picked these people up. They were walking from Walmart, a couple. They had an apartment in there, but there was no furnace in the building. And each one of them was allowed one space heater. And that's all they were about. Again, I'm not going to say who the landlord was, but if anybody wants to know, I can tell them. The next thing, I lived 257 South English for 35 years. We need to get out the vote. I'd like to ask everyone in here tonight to go home and call three people and say, let's pass this sales tax for the city. We need it. We need sidewalks. Look at Jefferson. Been to work for almost a year. I don't think we've got the money to put it together. Look at South Lafayette. Beautiful homes down there. Had to be tore up for sewers. We have a sewer problem. You check, there's two or three of them being worked on every day, every week. And then we tear the streets up, and then we're not able to repair them. So I'm just asking you, go home. And let's get this thing passed tomorrow. And if it doesn't get passed, let's go back and get it again. One other thing. I live in the inner city, and I got a dog, and we ride around, and sometimes we walk. The piles of brushes in the backyards of these alleys, it's a disgrace. Do our officers know what a nuisance is? Just quick, because it's terrible. If this was happening out by the lake, excuse me, or anywhere where you two live, it wouldn't be happening, and it would get picked up. If we have to ask people just to get it to the curb, no matter what the pot, it's terrible. There, I could show you, I won't say anymore, because one of them next door to a policeman, and he hadn't done anything about it. I just like to say this. I think the council's done a good job, but I think we could step up on the landlord licensing. Remember, we have four wards. We could do one ward, one half a year, second ward the other half of the year, be a two-year license. The third ward would be into the license of the third, second year, the first half of it, and then break it out over 2 years. So we wouldn't, and have a $100 fee. No, I owned a donut shop, I had to buy a license. No question. I'll tell you one more thing. My rental house, I pay the utilities. municipal utility said I had to pay sales tax on it because it was a business. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
I'll just reiterate that I agree with everything Dave says. I really do. And as far as inner city, it's the backyards, as far as wanting, I'd like to also see the landlords have to have a business license. I think they are in business. So also, I don't know who's looking for these problems. Have we got a nuisance officer?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Needs to look a little hard. Because it's really not, it's terrible.
Even work for hours.
It is terrible.
It just started.
And if we don't start writing tickets, then we're not gonna get cleaned up. So let's just get it done.
Somebody told me they've written tickets, but the judge turned them down and said, oh, this is a joke. Well, then we just keep writing them until it becomes serious and not a joke. He doesn't run this town. Thank you.
Do we know if that's a true statement?
Pardon?
I'm asking Connie if we know if that's a true statement, if that's something just heard, because if that's a true statement, I'm with you.
I just talked to one of the officers out in the hallway, and she told me that the nuisance things had been turned down by the judge.
That we can't stand for. We just can't.
If it's written, it should be enforced, and yeah, I'm 100% right about that.
That's right.
Let's check into that if we can, see what's going on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll tell you who the girl was. There she is right out there, the one who told me. She's
okay.
The one who told me.
We got to
talk to her, Connie.
Mayor, will I'm to Mayor?
Yeah. Bernie, Port Daniel, Pittsburgh, let's litter pickup. And I want to say, Kansas City had 300 people show up for them Saturday. And I'm just so proud to say I'd expected over 300 young people from the college, the high school, and other embassies throughout our community. I'm very proud of our community. No matter what other people say, this is a wonderful place to live.
Thank you,
Dave. Good day, thank you.
Excuse me, I just talked to the officer in the hall. She said it's not the nuisance that the judge has been rejecting. It's the people having the ordinance, having their trash out too early in the week. The ordinance says that if your trash is to be picked up on Friday, you can put it out Thursday night at 6 o'clock, not on Monday.
Okay.
And that's been the problem in the inner city, and then dogs getting into it. She just corrected me, and I wasn't.
But that's not our problem in the middle of the city here. The problem is still people just not take care of their yards.
That's right. That's right. People just don't care because most of them don't own those houses.
Right. Thank you, Diana. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay, we're going to be committee reports. Community Development Code Committee.
Yes, Your Honor. For the month of March, we had 44 permits issued for a total value of $312,600 construction, and fees collected was $1,192. The big part of the pie, 51%, went to new family dwelling. And then 17% addition signs, and 32% for roofs. That's it, Your Honor.
Thank you. Public Relations, Public Safety Committee.
But yes, Your Honor. Might as well just drop down to number 8, if that's okay with you. It's recommendation of Police Personnel Board, and that's all we've really got. So, Police Personnel Board recommends the following applicants for consideration and approval of the Mayor and the City Council for hire within the Marshall Police Department as entry-level police officer James F. Goodman. And they recommend, of course, if any further information needed to be provided, but I think we can go ahead and move on this, and I'd like to move that we do accept.
We have a motion.
Second.
Motion is second. Any questions, comments? Is that all right, Mr. Assistant Chief?
Yes.
Okay, you did aye?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign? So moved.
That's it.
Thank you. Municipal Services and Personnel Committee?
Yes, Your Honor, the Municipal Services Committee met last Monday, March 30th. We went over several business items, but what we worked primarily on was a street program. Kind of let people know how it works. We go out usually in February or March, and they drive the streets, and they prioritize the work that we have done.
and you have before you the street program that they proposed for us this year. Go through it quickly. The grade and gravel, that's primarily the alleys, and that's the GATE program. That amounts to $5,000. The B program is the rubberized single coat with the red rock. Shows the streets and the section that they're doing. There's a $82,000 in that project. Program C, wedged rubberized single coat with the haydike rock. That's a $68,000 program. Shows you the streets that they are going to do there. The D program is a slurry seal coat. We have about 15 or 20 streets there that they are proposing. $161,000 in that. The final is the E program, which is for the middle of the street, put out 2 inches of asphalt, which is very expensive. We just have, looks like 5 streets there at $111,000. So total proposed budget or proposal is $427,000. That leaves us a little bit of money to do some repairs that are not considered in the major street program. So we've got a pretty aggressive program, and we're getting ready to get started on it. So if you have any questions, you can direct that to Mo or Bill as to what streets are being done and what is being done. But that's how the program works. We're given so much money, and we try to spend it wisely, and we're trying to keep the streets up with what we have. So other thing discussed that evening was the citywide cleanup, which was done. It's going to be next week. That's April 13th, Ward 1, April 14th, Ward 2, April 15th, Ward 3, and the 16th, Ward 4. So a lot of discussion here tonight about cleaning up Marshall. Get it out on the curb, we'll take it. So help your neighbors, do whatever. Let's get this stuff out there, get it off the porch, get it out of the backyard, get it out of everything, and get it out of the curb, and we'll get it out of there. So we're trying to do our part here, so let's get it out. So I think the last thing we did discuss, the transfer station out west of town, is we're going fully to that on April 1st. It's going to be a great situation for us. It's a win-win program with us cutting down on our labor instead of going to Sedalia. Fuel costs, wear and tear on our trucks, and just risk. I think that's going to be a great setup for us. It's going to save us some money in the long run. So, also within your packet, we had the solid waste summary for the month of March. We did see a considerable increase in the total number of tons we picked up, and I'd say April is going to be a big month too with what we're going to go through next week. And airport activity has also seen a very big increase. 252 total aircraft for the month of March, up from 68 in February, and that's also up 100 from last March. So pretty good activity out the airport. Anybody has any questions about next week's citywide cleanup, they can call the Municipal Services Department. So I think that's all we got, Ron.
Is that working pretty good going out of your boat?
So far so good. We're tweaking it and stuff, but boy, is it nice not having it on the highway. Mm-hmm. 22 minutes from route to transfer station dump and back to route 22 minutes. As compared to 2 hours.
Yeah, so yeah, it was a couple hours. At least. Mm-hmm. So that's a big plus for us.
Major thing for us.
Yeah.
Major thing. But Gabe and I went to White on Wednesday, and I told him coming back to town, I said, I know something we won't see today. He swore to me, I said, we won't see any of our trash trucks. He said, well, how come? I said, they broke down. I said, come on. I said, they're at the transfer station. I said, today's the day, so.
Yeah.
It was great not to be beaten.
That's all we have.
Okay, thank you. Property finance budget not committee?
We have no report on it.
Thank you. City administrator?
Okay, I have two things. In your packet, you had a list of requests for disposition of records from the clerk's office. and there, it was city clerk annual files from 94 to 2001, business applications and licenses from 91 to 2009, liquor applications and licenses from 91 to 2009. And everything's been helped. It was recommended 3 at a time from the Secretary of State's office. So, we'll request that. Let us dump these.
Make a motion that we dispose of the records.
Okay. Have a motion to say any questions or comments. All in favor, indicate aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So moved.
The next thing is, Gary Morgan has been elected to represent the tenants at the airport, and that was before the Municipal Services Committee last week. He wasn't there, but his term will expire on March 31st of 2016. And they all, you know, there were 16 ballots mailed out, only 9 were returned, and Mr. Morgan got 3 votes, and several others got 2 votes, so he had the short straw.
He got the landslide.
He got the landslide, that's right. And that's all I have to get to the ordinances.
Little liquor licenses, Angie's Bar Grill LLC, Angela J. Rudgen managing. At 632 North Miami, Liquor Brother Drink, Sunday sales. Chief, have you, has that?
He said everything is okay.
Everything's good.
Move for approval, Your
Honor. Motion.
Second, Your
Honor. Motion to second. We don't have to roll call that, do we?
No.
Okay, all in favor, indicate aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. So moved. Okay, the ordinance says need the first reading for the amendment to the emergency management agreement.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor of the city of Marshall, Missouri to execute an amendment to the emergency management agreement between the city of Marshall and Saline County, Missouri.
Do you want to say something about that?
Sure. What this is our agreement that we've had with the county. It was, we paid $5,000, the county paid $2,500 plus $2,500 in office and vehicle. And then the emergency management grant people gave us the other part, and we took care of it down here. Well, now they've changed it where it has to be done at the courthouse. So we will pay the county the $5,000, and then they take care of all the paperwork and everything up there. So our portion is still the same. It's just they're doing it in a different location.
Good. Second reading.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the mayor of the city of Marshall, Missouri to execute an amendment to the emergency management agreement between the city of Marshall and Saline County, Missouri.
Roll call.
Cook? Yes. Ulock? Yes.
Lutterby? Yes.
Martin?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Hagedorn?
Yes.
Duval?
Yes.
Lancey?
Yes.
Higgins?
So moved. I need first reading to authorization to sign documents.
Ordinance authorizing and directing the city administrator of the city of Marshall, Missouri to act as the city's representative and prepare and execute any documents necessary for the city's participation in agricultural programs offered by the United States Department of Agriculture. I've always done it.
Any questions?
Now they have to have something that says that we can. They change it. Yeah, and they don't have the records out here anymore. They don't keep them. They don't even have like last year's. They're somewhere else, and so they can't go back and look to see who signed on it last year. So Now we have to have something that says that I can sign it. And that's all it is the farm program that Wayne and Carrie Brown, the farmer, our farm ground, the program that they're in. The city has to sign up.
Second reading.
An ordinance authorizing and directing the city administrator of the city of Marshall, Missouri to act as the city's representative and prepare and execute any documents necessary for the city's participation in agricultural programs offered by the United States Department of Agriculture by its local farm service agency.
Roll call vote.
Moten?
Yes.
Grant?
Yes.
Hagedorn?
Yes.
Duval?
Yes.
Ulock?
Yes.
Cook?
Yes.
Lutterby?
Yes.
Ramsey?
Yes.
Higgins?
So moved. First reading for the appropriation.
An and ordinance making appropriation for the payment of accounts out of the city funds.
Second reading.
And ordinance making appropriation for the payment of accounts out of the city funds.
Roll call.
Ramsey?
Yes.
Cook?
Yes.
Letterby?
Yes.
Hagedorn?
Yes.
Duval?
Yes.
Duval?
Yes.
Moton?
Yes.
Yes.
So moved. Other council business?
Yes, Your Honor. I'd like to see everybody go by the fire station and see the new fire truck we have. I think that's a good asset to our equipment.
The rural truck.
Yes.
It's a rural truck.
It belongs to the rural truck, but.
Still looks good on our building.
Yeah, we take care of it. That's why it's out in our building.
Yeah.
It is a nice looking truck.
Councilman.
I've got two things there. It had seemed to be a problem for a while, but I was up for supper last week and it brought to my attention that some people having trouble with 515 meetings making them here. Now, we haven't revisited that issue for a while. I thought maybe everybody would think about it. It was suggested maybe go later again. In the past, we've gone later and people didn't like it because they could come home straight, come here straight from work and go to the meeting rather than going home and then having to get back again. I said I'd bring it up and we can talk about it. Maybe we can bring that up again in the next week or so, in the next few meetings, and see if that is a problem and it's something we should address. That's one. And two, Mike, Dave's been talking about licensing rentals. Would we even accept?
Well, I'm told there are other communities that do that on our side. So, yeah, I think it's something that can be done.
Can we look into that, too, and talk to Josh about that and see if maybe we can do something there?
One thing that I did check into last week is inspections, because that's come up before too. Mike and I have had that conversation about, and Moberly got into the inspections of rental property, but you can't just inspect rental property. You have to inspect everybody's property. So it was like they'd have to go and you'd have to go to personal homes as well as rental property, because that's considered picking on people. So if you want to just inspect the rental property, so that is something that ain't going to do with the licensing, but we have talked about that in the past as well. So
what if there's a valid complaint? What do we do then?
Well, you can go in and look at it if there's a valid complaint. That's never been an issue. Mike's always done that. So, but it's
well, it has to be a random check, though, right?
Yeah, you just have to have, but you'd have to have some kind of system and have somebody to
very easily, I would think. all the properties that need to be inspected, it's just like drug testing. I mean,
well, random drug testing. It would be every prop. So you won't get, I think what the reason was it was brought up before is so we could get rid of some, like what Dave was talking about with some of the rental things, and that's an issue. But if that won't get them all, doing inspections, you can't just do rental. That's what I was getting.
I think it's a good idea. At least one worth exploring. So if we can get Josh on that, great. Thank you.
And I've got all the paperwork from Moberly. I've got all the stuff from them that I was going to give that to Mike. I got the rest of what they were sending me last Thursday. So
is the labor doing this over Slater also?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know.
Oh, well.
I ain't working about it. No, I ain't talking.
Dave? Yes, Your Honor, I'd just like to emphasize the importance of voting tomorrow. You know, it's predicted that there'll only be 12-17% of our registered voters turn out tomorrow. And voting's a privilege. I'm really hopeful that people will take that as a privilege, and it's an honor. And we live in a country that we're based on to let the people decide and have involvement in decisions. And, you know, if we're only talking 12 or so percent, that's awfully low. If you're going to let 12% dictate to the rest of us, what goes on, I'd just like to emphasize the fact that we really need to get out and exercise our prison ballot. So just please vote tomorrow.
Thank you. This is council. Any other council business?
I wanted to thank our city administrator for all the work she's done over the last couple of months. You know, we took a unanimous vote to put this on the ballot, and Connie has gone out at lunch and at nights, and I was with her at the home show on a Friday night and Saturday. She spent a lot of her time And what she's trying to do is educate the public to make an educated decision. I want to thank her for that, because she worked hard on it.
Amen.
I need a motion to adjourn to executive session concerning litigation, hiring, firing, discipline, promotion of personal and purchase of real estate.
Okay. Forgive us.
A motion, second. Need a roll call vote.
Duval?
Yes.
Adorn?
Yes.
Brad?
Yes.
Norton?
Yes.
Butterby?
Yes.
Ramsey?
Yes.
Cook?
Yes.
Duval?
Yes.
Higgins?
We're adjourned. Thank you all for coming.